lady. Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. Nice to have you here. The gift of music. Look who's in the front row. Pam, this is really unusual for you to be up in the front row. We have been blessed with the gift of music. God, when He created the world, He knew what He was doing when He gave us music. I was reading How the Grinch Stole Christmas to my grandson the other day. And remember, the Grinch had this small heart? And in the story, he puzzled and puzzled and puzzled till his puzzler was almost dead. And finally, he figured out that it was the gift of music that was bothering him. He had stolen all the toys down there, but the kids just sang these songs. And his heart grew three times bigger. And then you know what he did then, Tom? He brought all the gifts back. I was reading the story, this fall of the Berlin Wall when it fell. November 9th, 1989. Whenever I tell this story, I think of the good Republicans, where Reagan said, "Tear this wall down, Mr. Gorbachev." Anyway, 2 months before that, the people in Leipzig, which was in East Germany, gathered on Monday nights to sing hymns, and the preacher would say a prayer. And they started with 50 people, and it grew the next week to about 1,000. And in 2 months, there were 300,000 people gathering just to sing hymns. And when they asked the East German soldiers why they didn't stop it, like they stopped everything else, they said they didn't have any plans to stop music or prayer. How could they do that? What could they do? Chaplain in Yale Seminary, University, his name was Ernest Gordon. He told us he was one of the captured soldiers in Burma, and he was there when they built the bridge on the River Kwai. He tells the story of how all these POWs, when they were finally encamped there, they were angry at God, and when they prayed, they took their anger out on God and railed against Him. "Why are you doing this?" And then, he said, their attitude changed and matured, and they said, "God, help us make it through the day." And he points to one important day or moment when the whole attitude of the POW camp changed. It was on Christmas Day. Someone who was sick in the hospital bed started singing Christmas carols. And pretty soon, everyone sang Christmas carols. And it changed the whole mood of the camp. And basically, he said, if we didn't have the gift of music, we would have never made it through. So today, when we sing this cantata, I should tell you, the choir is really excited because they really like this music. And I hope you like it too. But we have been blessed with the gift of music. And so it's nice to have you here this morning. Couple of announcements. It says in there that I'm going to be the narrator. My country cousin Sue Samuelson, who's also a Finlander, she's going to be the narrator. Okay, Randy Toftelund is the director, and I think I saw Darwin and Janine come in here. This was done maybe 7 or 8 years ago, and Darwin picked it out. So wherever you are, Darwin, I can't see you.
Back here.
Oh, you're the mask man in the back row. Let's give him and Janine. He brought this to our attention years ago, so I hope we do it justice for you guys. It's nice to have you here. Couple of other announcements. We've got the Bethesda Care and Share program. If you know of anybody who's hurting, we've got generous people. Our veggie stand people work all summer. All the donations come. We give gift cards out to one of the stores or gas cards to people who are in need. If you know of anyone who's in need, there's a sign-up sheet back there. This is the last day we can receive names. So put their name and address down and put it in the box, and we'd like to help. Our goal here, I see we've got a lot of visitors. in our congregation is to help make the neighborhood a better place. And so if you know someone who might help take the burn off for Christmas anyway, put their name and address in the box for us, would you please? Only two spots, Lake of the Woods fishing trip. Also on Christmas, where we receive glasses and hearing aids and have them recycled, and they're brought down to, who's that hearing guy that puts on this big thing on CCO? Starkey Corporation. We give all the hearing aids down there. The Minnesota Eye Hospital recycles the glasses. If you've got used glasses or hearing aids, there's a box back there to put them in, and we'll be sending those at the end of the year. Again, welcome. It's nice that you're here to celebrate this gift of music. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Oh Lord, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special gift of music. We remember the angels singing on the night your son was born. We have been picked up when we have been down on days by the gift of music. And so today, as we gather to say our prayers and to listen to this cantata, we ask your blessing to be with us. Fill this room with your spirit, for we pray it in your son's name. Amen. Let's join and kind of warm up our voices and warm up our ears. We'll sing hymn 277, and then we will invite the choir in. Away in the Manger, 277.
If you're not sure what God is trying to say, ask Him to speak a little louder or in a different way. Ask God to open your eyes and ears so you can truly see Jesus in a way you've never seen Him. Thank you.
Yeah. As a congregation, let's join together in singing, "O Come All Ye Faithful," and after the choir leaves, then we'll invite the ushers to receive our morning offering. Hymn number 283. Please rise and let us join in the offertory prayer found on the top of page 3. Let us pray together. God of abundance, we bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, when with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope as we care for all those in need until the coming of your Son, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And let's join in the prayer our Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Closing hymn is "Hark the Herald Angels Sing." Afterwards, all of you are invited for coffee fellowship.
Amen.